star ring. Time for Norman Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, when Norman Abner tried to interest Cedric in advancing the money to buy a farm on which to put their rabbits, maybe they were too enthusiastic about it. After hearing the advantages of the place and that it could be acquired by merely paying the delinquent taxes, Cedric decided to purchase the farm for himself. The old fellows are rather put out at Cedric, and are still faced with the problem of what to do with the rabbits. As we look in on the little community today, Cedric has gone into the county seat, and we find Lum seated at his desk down at the store, reading the paper, while Abner and Grandpappy Spears are engaged in a heated game of checkers. Listen.
I see here where Berthy Lunsford's going to get married.
Why, she just got married about a year ago. Married that Farnsworth boy over at Cherry Hill.
Must have separated him then, for she's marrying him again.
Well, I do know. Must have patched up their troubles. It's your move, Grandpa.
I know it. Don't rush me, Abner.
Well, you've been an hour making up your mind.
Well, I ain't going nowhere. I ain't no hurry.
For goodness sakes.
Well, I do know. Grandma Wilkins fell out of the wagon and broke her hip.
Broke her hip?
I reckon so. That's what it says here.
Well, she's just now getting to where she can get around from the last time she fell out of the wagon. Still on crutches.
Yeah. She's getting too old to be climbing in out of them wagons anyway. They're going to have to put some boards up there and skid her in and out.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I believe I'll move right there, Abner.
Oh, no, you don't. No, sir. That's one of my men you're moving there.
No. Yeah, excuse me. Now, let's see. Is this man a king here?
Of course not. How could he be and be that fur from my king role?
Well, I can ask, Tina.
Well, you're going to have to give me a man now. Just ain't no way out of it.
Yeah, let me study here.
Go ahead. Take your time.
Well, Grannies, I don't know what a feller do without the newspaper. Keep up with the times.
No. What else is new, Lum?
Oh, a lot of interesting items. Reading advertisements, too.
Well?
See here where the bridge went out over at Briar Creek?
Well, I do know. I ain't surprised, though. I told them when it washed out last year that they ought to raise it.
Cedric will more likely have trouble getting into town today after to ford the creek.
Yeah. More likely that's why he's so late getting back.
Yeah, I don't care whether he ever gets back or not. That ornery low-down trick he pulled on us. After us telling him about that piece of property, he goes down there and buys it for himself.
Yeah. Well, move, Grandpa.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner. I had a move all studded out here, and you hollered and scared it out of my head.
Well, make up your mind. Move one of them.
Grannies, they got your name in the paper, Grandpa.
Huh?
Says here, Milford Spears left today for an extended visit with his daughter in Kansas City.
Oh, for goodness sakes. That was a year ago last April when I went up there.
Yeah, I reckon they just now heard about it.
Yeah, they're awful far behind with their news, I'll say that for them.
Look here. Old man Alf Anderson died.
Again?
Again.
Well, he died last spring. They buried him anyway.
Now, Grannies, wait a minute. April the 26th, 1940. Where did this paper come from?
That's the one I had wrapped around that jar of preserves I brought down to you, ain't it, Lum?
Oh, for goodness sake. That's a gooder know me. Now, I don't know what's news and what ain't. Now, I thought that was sort of odd when I read them headlines about the Democratic conviction to be held in Chicago to nominate the candidate for president.
Move, Grandpap.
Move me. What's the matter, Grand Theft? You got you cornered there?
Yeah, looks like I'm going to have to give up a man there, Lum. Just been trying to figure out which one I'd rather lose. Well, I'll give you this one right here, Abner.
Lum, you stay out of there.
I never said nothing.
You uh-uh, Daddy.
Well, that ain't cheating, Abner.
Well, if he's going to uh-uh for you, he's got to uh-uh for me, too.
All right. If you're going to argue, I just won't uh-uh for neither one of you.
Yeah, now, see there, smarty. Go on and move.
Well, I'll move this here right here.
Mom, stay out of this, I said.
I never uh-uhed.
Well, no, but he was going to move right where I want him to, and you ummed him out of it.
Ummed him out of it? What kind of talk's that?
Well, whatever you call that noise you was making.
Go ahead. I ain't going to bother neither one of you.
Well, I'm going to just move that now anyway, Abner.
Wait a minute.
Lom, I told you to stay out of this now.
I weren't talking to him. I meant, wait a minute. There's Cedric getting out of that mail hack over yonder in front of Dick Huddleston's store.
Oh.
They must not have had no trouble fording Briar Creek. Nothing. Forgot. Last year's paper.
Oh.
All right, there she is. Move. Go ahead and take that man.
Well, wait a minute. Now, just let me look this thing over here first.
When you ain't got but one move, you got to take a jump.
Let me see here. God damned if that Lum ain't uh-uh'd and ummed you into the only move you could make, it would have saved you.
What if he got that farm, Cedric?
I hope he never. Wouldn't let us go in with him on it, try to take it all for himself.
Yeah, I never admired the altitude he'd taken on that one bit. We told him about the place we want to sell for the taxes and how we needed it for the rabbits, you know. He ought to have been thoughty enough to let us go in with him on it.
Why, sure. That blame snake in the weeds. The
boy's getting awful missionary here lately. All he thinks about is money, money.
Yeah, he's coming over here, see him? Coming across the street. Let's just ignore him.
Yeah, let him know just how we feel about him.
Sure.
Well, it's your move, Abner.
Well, quit pestering me, Grandpap. I'll move when I get good and ready.
Well, go on. I can't sit here all afternoon waiting for you to make up your mind.
Get out, then. Get out. I don't care.
Well, go ahead.
All right, then.
Quit talking so much and pay attention to what you're doing.
Mom, talk to me. I want talking. See here, what do I to do?
Look at old Cedric Strutt. He thinks he's pulled a smart one now, don't he?
Yeah, that's his poor Sunday suit he's got on there.
Yeah, I know it.
Move, Abner.
Grandpap, why don't you stay home if you can't take time enough to play a game?
Well, I've got to get home directly. My nice supper time. Been on this game for 4 hours.
You ought to have thought about that when it was your move.
I did. That's the reason I moved so quick.
Oh, quick, nothing, Seth.
Here he comes. Here he comes. Don't let on.
Oh, don't say nothing, Grandpa.
Yo, howdy, howdy. Well, howdy, fellas.
Did you buy the farm, Mr. Weehunt?
Oh, yes, Mom. Got the papers right here.
Yeah, I figured you would. How much was the taxes again it?
Taxes was $24 and four bits for a deed.
Well, personal, I wouldn't have the place.
No, me neither.
Well, I wanted to tell you fellas what a devil.
We ain't interested in hearing it.
No.
Well, I just wanted you to know.
I told you, Cedric, we ain't interested in nothing you've got to say, not a thing.
No, you fixed yourself with us for all time to come.
Yes, sir, you sure did.
Well, I got to studying about it going into town this morning.
Well, we can't run you out of here because you've got an interest in the store. But you ain't wanted around here. I'll tell you that right now. You ain't welcome.
I feared you fellas would be mad at me.
Well, why wouldn't we be mad? We needed that farm for our rabbits, and you knowed it. Then you slipped in there and bought it for yourself. That's what you done.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I had that deed made out to all three of us.
Well, it's too late now. We found... Huh? You done what?
There's the deed right there. We all three own it. Lum Edwards and Abner Peabody and Cedric Weehunt. Says it right on the deed there.
Well, I'll be dead plain.
What's that, Lum?
Cedric bought the farm for all three of us.
All three of us?
Didn't I tell you he was all right, fella? A body could depend on him? All right, Granny, thank you, Cedric. Let me shake your hand.
Thank you.
That's the best news we've had in weeks.
Well, I expect I better get on over to the place and let the folks know I'm back.
Yeah, your folks might be worried about you, Cedric. Did you have any trouble crossing Briar Creek, or...
Well,
nothing, nothing. Much obliged to you again.
Yes, Mom, not at all. Glad we got it. Well, I'll see you fellas in the morning.
Yeah, all right, Cedric.
Yeah, so long. Granny, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. There goes the finest boy ever raised in Pine Ridge.
Yes, he is. Fine boy.
Well, move, Abner. Dad, blame it, move.